In 1946, a Parisian engineer, whose mother owned a lingerie business, designed a women's swimsuit consisting of three, or at most four, tiny triangles. A little earlier in 1946, explosive testing of nuclear bombs had been resumed after the horrific damages in Japan of 1945. These nuclear tests were on the Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands. The engineer knew his swimsuit design would also be explosive, and he named it the Bikini. He may not have known he wasn't actually the inventor, for there are sketches from a Roman villa in Sicily around 300 AD showing similar garments. Also, for what it's worth, the natural dress for Marshall Islanders is actually topless, perhaps describable as a monokini. For the record, in 1994, the bikini became the official uniform of the Women's Olympic Beach Volleyball. With that introduction, let's go back to the Bikini Atoll. After 1946, this atoll was used for a series of ever more powerful explosions while the residents had been moved to other islands. Some residents chose to return in 1970, but while the cesium-137 levels had diminished, it was found that there were still dangerous levels of strontium-90, which, like calcium, gets absorbed into the bones, and so the islanders were moved away again. Over half a century later, in 2013, the U.S. began paying $500 to each person plus free medical treatments. Today, the Bikini Atoll is occupied by a few visiting scientists and caretakers, and fruits, veggies, and fish are imported for fear of contamination. Interestingly, the surplus USS Saratoga was used in that 1950s testing, and the huge aircraft carrier was blown right out of the water by an underwater bomb. Today, scuba divers can pay $4,000 each to visit the Saratoga wreck in the lagoon. In 1953, the Soviets advanced from fission testing to H-bomb testing. An H-bomb needs a fission bomb to set it off. Their testing ground was the Novaya Zemlya archipelago, north of Russia in the Arctic. In 1961, they, quite unnecessarily, tested the most powerful bomb ever exploded by humanity, the 50-megaton Tsar Bomba, and thankfully this was the last. Its flash was visible 700 miles away, the earth was scoured, melted, and swept clean, and window panes were partially broken 600 miles away. In 1986, a Soviet reactor exploded in Chernobyl, now Ukraine, close to Belarus. The nearby city of Pripyat, population 49,000, had to be, and is still, completely abandoned. Presently, nuclear nations include the US, Russia, China, France, Italy, India, Pakistan, North Korea, Israel. Neighbors, for example, France, Italy, India, Pakistan, each with atomic bombs, know that there can be no quote-unquote winner. Tom Lehrer's brilliant song, Who's Next?, ends with, "We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb." There may be people who believe that a little poison here and a little poison there doesn't matter. Maybe there are Ayatollahs thinking just that, as well as hopefully more serious citizens there thinking and knowing the opposite. I asked a Jewish friend, if Iran had a bomb, would the Ayatollahs and military men in Tehran actually choose non-existence for the price of their desires? And my friend answered, "What about homes?" The only reply I could come up with was that this was a different matter because James Holmes was insane. Where ISIS fits into this would have to be a topic for another commentary. Finally, from bikinis to Bikini Atoll testing grounds, for this observer, Iran's bomb-no-bomb question has surely been given undue political precedence over the deeper problem, which is the religiously based teaching of hatred. A level of hatred such that mutual suicide can even get considered over negotiation and even more negotiation.